visitor describes the city as he found it in 1502.
The city comes down to the shore and is surrounded by a wall and towers, within which there may be 12,000 inhabitants. The streets are very narrow, as the houses are very high, of 3 and 4 stories, and one can run along the tops of them upon the terraces, as the houses are very close together, and in the port are many ships.
Kilwa was the southernmost and the richest of a chain of towns and cities strung along the East African coast, running from Tanzania north through Mombasa in modern Kenya to Mogadishu in Somalia. These communities were always in touch with each other, sailing up and down the coast, and they also mixed constantly with traders coming across the ocean. I'm back with the evidence of all this trade, the broken crockery. It's quite clear, even to me, that the pale green sherds are Chinese porcelain, fragments from beautiful luxury bowls or jars, celadon ware, which the Chinese were manufacturing in industrial quantities and exporting not just to Southeast Asia, but across the Indian Ocean, to the Middle East and to Africa. Novelist Abdul Razik Gorna remembers finding